they discussed at some length the first possibility of adopting a Jewish child, and the complications that are involved in adopting a Jewish child. If somebody wants to adopt a Jewish child, there are a number of questions regarding yichus, the mishpacha, and certain problems that could be created as a result of bringing a child into a family without knowing who the biological parents are, and so on. And we discussed that at length. Therefore, it does not seem, although it sounds to us offhand, that the best thing would be to adopt a Jewish child, if we don't know clearly the yichus and it's not all firmly established and so on, it could be, in fact, a much greater problem than adopting a non-Jewish child. So we were learning together a tshuva from Rav Moshe that was written in 1957 regarding the question of adopting a non-Jewish child and what complications are there in adopting a non-Jewish child. And the main issue there is that since we're dealing in most situations with a child that was converted at the time of infancy at a very young age, right, in the process of adoption, a Jewish family took in the child, and the child was converted. So that's permitted. That's the Gemara. That's the famous Gemara that of Ger Kot Mabil Noisal Das Bezdin. We're allowed to convert an infant. It's completely permitted to convert an infant, and it's operating under the rules of Zachin La'Adam Shalai B'Fanav. It's a schus for a non-Jew to become a Jew, even though we don't actively proselytize. It's a schus for a non-Jew to become a Jew. It's an advantage. It's an advantage, but as we saw, it's only an advantage if that child is being brought up according to the Torah. Not to be brought up to be a Jew and not to observe halacha is not considered to be advantageous at all. It's just the opposite. It's a disadvantage because you're culpable for all the affairs, and that's not a schus, that's a chayv, that's a disadvantage. Therefore, as we learned in the Gemara, Miksubis, the din is that the child has to be informed. The age that's given is Ben Yud Gimel for a boy, 13 years old, bar mitzvah, and that the girl, by the time that she's 12, must know. Although what we're learning now from Rav Moshe is that it's lav davke. Doesn't davke mean that? You know, there's no magic halachic number like we have with a Jew becoming a gadol or a gadola becoming an adult. That's a significant number regarding one's obligation in mitzvahs. For a Jew to be a girl who's 12 and a boy who's 13, that's a very significant number as far as the chiyuvim, as far as obligation in mitzvahs. So what does the Gemara mean? So when it says about converting, that when the child was converted, the non-Jew was converted, that we have to inform him or her by the age of 12 or 13. So Moshe says that's not davka 12 or 13. It's just that preferably it would even be before. All it means is that by that time, until that time, the child is still a child. And in all likelihood, if raised in an Orthodox Jewish home, that when given a choice, do you want to remain a Jew, then the child will respond, absolutely. That's all that he or she has, in which case we have a full-fledged Jew. Once the child says, yes, I choose to remain a Jew, yes, or if the child decides against it, right? So then that's final. That's it. In other words, for the one who decides that I want to be a Jew, Then, since the child made this decision with full das, you could tell the child from the time that he or she is three, four, five, whatever you want. But at that time, when the child has mature intelligence to say, yes, I want to remain Jewish, then the person is considered to be a Jew. However, what Rav Moshe is discussing is a situation where it's quite common among parents who adopt the child that they don't want to tell the child that he or she was converted. They'd rather not. And Rav Moshe is extremely troubled by that. That could completely invalidate such an adoption. And the reason that he gives, that's what we were learning inside. You have it's on Shin Chaf Gimel. It's not the. It says Shin Chaf Gimel on it from Rav Moshe. I think it's the last page or the next to last page or something.
Not that they're adopted, but that they're converted.
Yeah, it's a, if they, they adopted a child, like when a non-Jew and converted a child.
Right, but they know that he's adopted, or he just doesn't know that he's...
Yeah, the kid has to know that he's adopted, too. We spoke about that a while back. The child has to know that he's adopted. But it's not enough to know that he's adopted. He needs to know that he was adopted from non-Jews. He needs to know that he was adopted from, and he was converted to a Jew.
Yeah. He doesn't approve, and he says, I don't want to be Jewish, he's going to be reconverted back to non-Jew?
There's no such thing as converting to a non-Jew.
Right. So what else if he doesn't approve?
Then he's not Jewish.
He wasn't a valid...
Oh, then he was never Jewish.
Then, right, so that raises a number of issues in Tosfos regarding what was his status until that time. There are bigger problems than that, right? Like if he was married. So undermines the entire conversion. So when Moshe is discussing this, let's go through the paragraph on Shinchav Gimel very quickly. It's probably the last page, if I'm not mistaken. It says on the Simon Kuf Samach Beis, the last page of this for some reason. On the second column of Shinchav Gimel, we started doing this. Let's go very quickly. Moshe says, we don't have problems. When you take a non-Jewish baby, there are no problems with family and yichus, and they might be marrying the sister and the brother, because a convert has no sisters or brothers. It's a new neshama. So there's no issue. There are no issues of having to know. We don't really care. If the child's non-Jewish, it doesn't make a difference who his father or his mother. It doesn't make a difference to us at all. Nevertheless, you must tell the child by the age of 13 for a boy, or by the age of 12 for a girl, because then they can protest the conversion. And it's good to do it while they're young. That's why I said the Gemara is not talking about that it's tafke. You have to tell them even if they're 40 years old, and no one ever tells them. But the assumption is better to tell them when they're young, because when they're young and they're being raised in a religious home, then there should be very few problems, and the child will choose to remain a Jew. And once they consent to being Jewish, then they can no longer protest. I mean, they could protest and scream all they like. It's like the rest of us that are, you know, kicking and screaming, you don't want to get off the slichas. It's the same thing. It's not as, but it doesn't make a difference. They're Jewish. But if you don't tell them, how yuchlu limchos la'olam? So Ramesh says, don't think there's a magic number. If you don't tell them, this could be a real tragedy. You could have someone that's 40, 50, 60 years old that has already children, grandchildren, right? If you're dealing with the case of a woman, it's much more complicated, right? It was a non-Jewish woman. And nobody ever told her that she was converted. So the halacha Ramesh says that no matter how old, if the person was never told, then you have to tell them. And what if at that point in life, the person says, well, I don't want this. I don't have to worry about it. I did a lot of aveiros. If I'm a Jew, it turns out those were all aveiros. I'd rather keep the seven mitzvahs and go to Lamaba. You know, what do I need it for? Can you imagine, like, you know, it's an opportunity to get rid of all those aveiros. So I'd rather do that. So then we have this very, very bizarre situation of a family that's left, like, completely topsy-turvy. I mean, how we look at those children, what happens, and so on, I'm not going to get it. It's not necessary for now, but that's a discussion. Taisus and the Mishnah and the Chorim. But anyway, so you have to tell the person no matter when. Well, the Vatcha Mistava came to Poshet. Shasha and Yichalulim Chas Achash Agod L'Shachas Dumishim Shereitzes Bezah. Ramesh says, don't misunderstand that Gemara to mean. The Gemara says that even 1 hour after she's 12, or 1 hour after he's 13, then the Gemara says he can no longer protest. Ramesh says, that doesn't mean Davka 13. It just means 1 hour, what? After the person has accepted, has consented to being Jewish, even if that's 40 years old and 1 hour. The Gemara doesn't mean davke an hour after you're 12 or an hour after you're 13. In other words, if the person says, I'm Jewish, then that's it. It's final. And even an hour later, they can't change their minds. It has nothing to do with the age of 12 or 13. It could be any time. Once they consent, it's finished.
If they say they're going to the same thing, it's forever?
Well, they can always, you know,
they can still come back.
Yeah, a person can always convert, a non-Jew can always convert.
You should get rid of one of those.
Yeah, stop.
And then
next week,
it is.
Yeah. Except now the Besdins have a computer and they have it on their, you know, so watch out for this guy. You know, like you have this guy all over the place. You know, every Besdin, like he had a bad week. You know, he messed up a little bit, so he, you know. Right, so v'chazinim shahay eschus baravav lo yidi lo chazinim gadlusa klum. The fact that a convert comes of age means nothing. It means nothing at all unless you told the person. It doesn't mean when the kid is 12, when she's 12, all of a sudden she's a Jew, or he's 13. There has to be consent. She's smeich b'zeh. Yeshua's a ktsas raya. He brings a little bit of a proof. He says, Magos or shriek subas, that you're alip shakos of afagav dimachis haviakum, yochel ger kot lisa bas yisrael. So he brings from the Hagos or shriek subas a raya to back this up, a proof to back this up, where he says that even though the person... The Chagos says an interesting thing. Afagav di imachis havi akum. Even though if this person were to protest, havi akum means he's a guy. Yochel ger katan lisa bas yisraelis. Nevertheless, despite the fact that if this child is going to end up when he's 13 saying I don't want to be Jewish, right? So then it's Oisiyed, he's not Jewish. So the Chagos Rishvi says nevertheless, you're allowed to marry off a little boy, let's say a 12-year-old boy, to a Jewish girl. But even though it could be that a year from now, what? He might protest. Nevertheless, you're still allowed to marry him off with a Jewish girl when he's little.
So he says,
it's not understood. There's a halacha that we don't allow a boy underage to marry an Isha. We don't let boys under our mitzvah to get married. So he's asking, what's the Hagos HaShri talking about? They know the Hagos HaShri wants to say this big chiddush, this great idea. That even though there's a possibility, can you imagine that this could be an unhappy ending to a marriage? You have a nice Jewish girl, and she marries a 12-year-old boy, a convert. And they're happy, and it's great, and then when he's 13 he says, I don't want to be Jewish. So the Gosh Hashri says that you're allowed, nevertheless, even though that could happen, you're allowed to marry them off when they're little. So Ramosha asks, what are you talking about? The Gemara says in Yavam is that we don't marry Ketanim, we don't marry a cotton to an Isha. The Doicha Gleimer Shualiba, couldn't go back. There's an opinion that says you're allowed to, but we don't go like that. Therefore it seems Ramosha has a brilliant interpretation of that Hagos HaShri. But Hagos HaShri is not talking about a 12-year-old kid. He's talking about it could be a 17, an 18, a 20, it could be even a 25-year-old guy. It's talking about a ger who was not informed. That's what it means. The classic term is ger katan shelo hodiyu. It doesn't mean necessarily that he's less than 13. Because you can't marry them. Of course, we couldn't be talking about a kid that's less than 13. We don't marry them off. So what can he be talking about? Ramesh says, in all likelihood, the Ghost is referring to what? That you're allowed to marry a ger who was never told that he's a ger to a woman. Because that's the classic phrase.
Because he was never presented.
Yeah. Halachically, he's a ger katan, even though he's 75 years old. Halachically, he's called a ger katan. That's what Moshe is saying. The Rishon Lisa Bas Yisrael, the Hagos HaShri finishes, that even though we're dealing with somebody that the family might know secretly, he was converted, he doesn't know, you're still allowed to marry him off. You're allowed to marry him off to a Jewish woman. We're not afraid that he might protest when finally he'll be told, when he's 25, about a chuppah, whatever it is. We're not afraid that he's going to protest. He's like this, even according to the Chassam Soif, who says in Yeridaya, that the Yesh Lo Schuz God, there's a chiddush in the Chassam Sofer, and everybody agrees with this, but it's a very famous chiddush, that the Chassam Sofer says that if there's a case of a Schuz Godl, what does it mean, Schuz Godl? Because we said this whole thing about converting a child that is operating on the according to the laws of Zachon Lodov Shlomo Fon, means you can do somebody a favor even without his knowledge, right? That's not about I can convert a guy as a baby even though it's without his knowledge. Because the assumption is it's good. So the Chassam Sofer has a chiddush that even though normally a child is allowed, the baby that was converted is allowed to protest when he's 13 years old, so I don't want to. The Chassam Sofer says that's not if it's a schus gadol. What's a schus gadol? Not only is it a religious home, but he's homeless otherwise. He has no parents. He has no uncles, aunts, grandparents, cousins, no one. And this family took him in. So the Chassam Sefer says a spectacular chiddush, that if it's such a schus gadol, if it's a schus gadol like that, that he has nowhere to go, and he was taken in, the Chassam Sefer says he cannot be meichel. He didn't make this other Chassam Sefer, then he can't protest. If this kid has nowhere to go, and this family took him in, so the Chassam Sefer says, then he can't be meichel. Or he says, "Kagom ben his gaira avosav shlohay yirotzel magadlo lo yeget kamosam." Or in a case where his parents are alive and his family converts him, but they made it clear that we don't want this kid in the house. We're never going to let this kid grow up over here, stay with us, unless he's also Jewish. So that's called, the Chassam Sofer says, a schus gadol, that he's got nowhere to go. His parents are not going to keep him in the house unless he's Jewish. So in that situation, the Chassam Sofer says, the child cannot protest. So maybe you would think the Chassam Sofer says, in the case of adoption, that they're taking in a kid, right? Nebuch, a kid who's up for adoption. So Chassam Sofer says, maybe we don't have to tell the kid. Why? Because maybe a kid who's adopted, what's he going to do? He has nobody else, and he has nowhere to go. So maybe in that case, it would fit into the Chassam Sofer's idea of schus gadol, you're helping out a kid without any family, and you're adopting him. So maybe in that situation, where Moshe says you would not have to tell the kid that he's a convert. Why? Because here it's a great schus, and the Chassam Sofer says, in the case of a great schus, you don't have to tell the kid he's converted. So Moshe says, no, it doesn't work over here. Why? He says, look, the kan lo shayach. I guess this is what the situation was in 1957. I think it's even more like that now. But Moshe says, because if these Jews don't take in this little non-Jewish baby, he says there are plenty of people that will adopt. I guess Moshe was saying that there were a lot of people that were seeking to adopt babies. There weren't enough babies. There weren't enough children. So Moshe says, you can't apply the Chassam Sofer's principle. Why? Because the kid doesn't depend upon that Jewish family for an adoption. Because there'd be 1,000 other families that'd be happy to take him in. So if that's the case, you can't use the Chassam Sofer's chiddush as a schus gadol. Why? Because otherwise he's out in the cold. It's not true. Someone else will adopt him. It's an agency. But he's on a list. They'll take him from the list. They're looking for kids.
Orphanages that are closed and they can't get adopted. Kids that have AIDS, sick, problems, they're still in orphanages.
So it's interesting. Right. And it's not, it could be that with certain children that are, God forbid, sick, or from what I know, the people that were trying, and I've been in contact with a number of people who are adopting over the years, they want to be able to, if it's sometimes they don't go with the white child, they don't want to take a minority child, which I understand, but that's their personal choice. But the bottom line is that it's much harder to get a child from a white family than a child from a minority group, for whatever it has to do with. That's the mitzvah, that's the reality. So maybe, Taka, in that situation, maybe there would be some way to apply the Chassam Sofer's idea. Maybe there would be, but Ramesh just says, in that time, there weren't enough babies, and the people were looking for babies to adopt. So therefore, it's not considered to be a schus gadol. She says, "Legalu achios v'nafkes uvefkeres v'nisher." In other words, if you tell the child that the child were able to have a choice, would you rather grow up as a baby, if you could speak, if you could understand, would you rather grow up in a religious family and have the following thousands of halachas and minhagim, and you have to shlok kaparis, and you have to get hashanis and so on, or would you rather be Saturday night at the movies with the chaver? So he'd say, am I crazy? I'd rather do that. So he would have more, he would have hefkeris, he would have a good time, so to speak. He would enjoy himself. So the nisharaka schus nasa ger, the only schus that remains is that he's converted. Sheschus zel lanachshav schus barkol kach v'yuchal limchos aflach chassam sofer. He'd be able to protest even according to the chassam sofer. So the Ramosha now ends. That's all we need is this next paragraph. Ramosha ends by saying about somebody masupik below he deal or the bottom paragraph. He says, I'll tell you the truth, I have a hard time with the Hagos HaShri. That Hagos HaShri that we learned a few minutes ago, who permits you to marry off a 17-year-old girl, even though you didn't tell him, to a girl, Well, Moshe says, I have a problem with that, because a 17, 18-year-old guy who has a lot of, it's one thing if it's a little child, and he's brought up in a religious home, and he says, sure, I want to be Jewish. I like being Jewish. Yeah, he has his Rebbe, he has his Maori, he's happy. But if you can ask a 17, 18-year-old person who's a Baltaiva, who has at that time in life where he has other interests, so Moshe says, I don't think it's fair to assume that he's going to say so readily that I'm happy being Jewish. If he's already getting older, if he's 18, 20, 25, and so on. Particularly, Rav Moshe is saying, particularly in the days when, and in the places where to be a Jew means that you were going to face a life of suffering, of being mistreated, and so on, which was the usual way it was. If you're branded as a Jew, that means you know that for the rest of your life, you're going to be suffering from anti-Semitism and different sorrows and so on. So Ramay says, I don't understand that. He says, you have to tell the person. You have to tell the kid. He says, she has not a kibush on the woman because she has not a stake, single rock, and you'd give us, you'd give a lamb time, school cap, having a rubber, so you mock the children, it's most likely that they won't put us. So I can't question the Shem Yamach of Avachel Atvila. Therefore, we go through the process, we make a bracha, when we put the baby to the mikvah, we make a bracha, we're not afraid that maybe the child's going to protest, we assume. Ruba, the vast majority of these babies who were converted, they remain Jewish. Therefore, we're not worried about the bracha. We make the bracha on the conversion and so on. V'dino l'chol darvek Yisrael k'disa tamach sam soifer sham v'kshele yadir lo sheyesh locha sheyesh vadev gilusa sheyesh lo kvar habay taimis v'nis yaitis. And that's discussed in the chsam soifer. So, that's it for Moshe. So, if Moshe says that you can adopt a non-Jewish, you can adopt a non-Jewish child, but only under the circumstances that he is told about his conversion. You cannot keep that a secret. And otherwise, it's absolutely forbidden to do this. Well, Moshe, however, at the end of that tshuva, does create a certain opening, which later on, many years later, I see the tshuva from Moshe Sternbach, the Ban Lechai. There's a big posik in Yerushalayim. But he doesn't quote Rav Moshe, which I find interesting. It doesn't bring Rav Moshe, but the idea was first came up in the Igus Moshe. Rav Moshe suggests that there is a way to take a non-Jewish baby and to convert, and that the baby should be converted without ever telling the baby that he was converted or she was converted. There is one way, Rav Moshe says. And that is to take the child as a slave. As a slave. With the intention to free the slave, free him as a slave, later on. In which case, when the Eved is freed, automatically the conversion is chal. When an Eved Kanani, when a non-Jewish slave is freed, upon the shichur, upon the liberation, automatically is automatically converted. In that situation, the Eved, the slave, cannot protest. The only thing Rav Moshe says, you have to have someone who knows how to write a proper get to free the slave, and he just puts this in not as a practical suggestion. We're going to start buying slaves now and the documents to own slaves and to sell slaves. But he says, halachically though, there is such a concept. Now, so it sounds, you know, then Rav Moshe left it at that. That there is such a thing, but then he said, for practical reasons, what do we do? Oh, you can't do it. So, nice, you want to take a non-Jewish kid. You're not going to buy him as a slave, and you just have to tell him that he's converted. But in Rav Moshe Sternbuch, I don't think I found that. No, you don't have that. In Rav Moshe Sternbuch, in Chelik Beis, Siman Tov Reish Ayin Dalet, he's a very big Pesik of Moshe Sternbuch, and he discusses over here a question that he was asked by a family that doesn't have any children, and they now have the first opportunity that came to them to adopt a non-Jewish child. So Rav Moshe Sternbuch goes to this Inyan. He was discussing this probably. He was a rav in South Africa for many years in Johannesburg, and there all the adoptions were conducted through a government agency. I don't know if that's in America or is it a private agency. The government controls that in America. Oh, it is. So, but I think here they have private adoption agencies. But anyway, right. So maybe that's why you can hear what he says. So Rav Moshe Sternbuch says, "V'hini kafisha shemat." Look how interesting this is. Rav Moshe Sternbuch says, "I heard that after a child is given up for adoption, after the child is adopted, the government sends some people to go see how is he being treated. That's nice. Okay, I guess some social workers are sent to see how's he doing, how's the kid doing. And if the social workers come to the conclusion that, that he's not being treated properly, the adopted child, well, they don't just send the kid off and say, you know, mazel tov. They follow up, and if they see that the kid's not being treated properly, then alulu mekafta b'chazara, the state law mandates that they're allowed to take the kid back. They're allowed to have the kid back. Shalafi dineim ein schus laherim l'marikra. Ve'avshu shalai yehenicha lahem, shemachanch l'maysai, so therefore, first of all, Moshe Sterbuch says the following, that he said that first of all, even though you should know that your intention is to treat this child completely as your own child, to convert the child and to treat him as if he's your own, and to take care of him and to love him and so on. He says, first of all, it might not even be up to you whether he remains in your house. Because if the government, whether he remains in a Jewish home, because if the government discovers something that makes them unhappy, then it's always scarce. But this is not completely up to, it's not completely up to you, and it might not be completely up to the kid. It could be up to a government agency. Now he goes on. He says, I want to say the following chilek. If you bought the child, have you hayelat kinyan shalom? Then Rabbi Shneur says, then the child belongs to you. Ve'ini yochel limchos k'sheyagil. Sha'oz moral hageres belid din zechiyah. He says a chiddush. He says, if you actually bought this baby from an adoption agency, you bought the baby, then he says, it doesn't have to be a slave. The child belongs to you. It's your kinyan. In which case, the child cannot protest, he says, when he's 13. The kid cannot say anything. Right? Because then he says the geirus works without the halacha of zechiyah. Zechiyah means when there are two independent parties, and I can do something to the advantage of party B. Party A can help out party B. And then we wait to see whether party B is okay with that. But in the case where you buy a child, you paid for a child, in a country where they're sold, so that kinyan, that's a halachic acquisition. That means that it belongs completely to you, and therefore you don't have to give the child the advantage of what of having the choice of whether he wants to be a Jew or doesn't want to be a Jew. You own the child. Normally, that's not the case. There's no such thing. We don't have ownership by it. It's not an object. It's not a metal. It's not a book. It's not a table. But. It doesn't sound nice, but when you buy a baby from an agency, so Moshe Sterbuch says, in that case, in fact, it is like a bought object. It has the halacha of an object that's bought. In which case, I don't have to say, I don't really care whether he wants or he doesn't want it. The kid was bought. He was bought. Therefore, in that case, the conversion does not work according to the rules of zchus, of zechiyah. He's going to like it, he's not going to like it. That's not a question if he's going to like exactly like. That's if a person converts, they want to convert their own baby. He doesn't own that baby in terms of a monetary object, right? But in the case where you bought a baby, then from an adoption agency, you own the baby. In that case, you don't need this business of it's a schus, it's not a schus. It's a kinyan. So Rabbi Shostomach says, therefore, Elis is zel kishalo. This belongs to you. He brings in the Rambam. Yisrael should talk of Akum Cotton. If Jews attacked a certain place and there was an Akum Cotton, there was a little guy, a Motza Tinok Akum, and they found a baby. And the Jews, it was a war. And Jews attacked a certain. There was a war with Jews and Goyim, and the Jews drove out some Goyim, and they found babies. Jews found babies, and Goyish are babies. So what? So the and they hit Bilo L'Shem Ger, the Ram says, and they titled these babies. The soldiers or the Jews put the babies into the mikveh for the purpose of conversion. Hareze Ger. That's the other Ram. It's a complete Ger. And the Ram does not say what? That you have to tell this little baby when he grows up, he's 13, by the way, you know, there was a war, and you were left alone, and we took you, and we converted you. The Rambam just says, Harei Zeh Ger. Why? Because kibush, conquest, milchama, is a form of acquisition. In this case, the baby was abandoned, and they were acquired halachically with a kinyan. Therefore, Rav Moshe Steinberg proves from here. He says, we don't hear, the Rambam does not mention a word about this baby when growing up being allowed to protest. The Jewish soldier took him. That's it. Same thing when you buy a baby from an adoption agency. When you pay for it, there's a kinyan, there's a halachically valid acquisition. And you don't have to operate with the things. Is it good for him? Is it bad for him? He can't protest. He's completely under your jurisdiction. But here he's a reminder of if it's the type of an agency where they can take the baby back. That's the point he makes. If you buy the baby and it's yours and then the government just has nothing to do with you anymore, that's it. The baby is yours. Finished. So Moshe Steinberg says it could be you wouldn't even have to tell the child that he's converted. You wouldn't have to tell the child. Because it's mama's yours, right? But he says, if it's the type of a government agency where they're going to send social workers to check up, and conceivably they could take the baby away from you, so then he says, tzarech midinas chilageris. Then we go back to all the halachas that this is not a baby that you actually own, because suddenly you own, the government can't just walk in and take it away from you.